Natalie catered for you, Mr. David Tennant.
I was quite transported by that.
Do you like it?
I really like that, yeah.
Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons.
We'll get you their album from upstairs if
that
you like.
That would be great, yeah. Do you know a band called the Queensbury Rules?
No.
Quite an obscure little band, but rather reminiscent of that.
I'll write that down.
You'd quite like them if you like them.
Definitely. Well, yeah. I like this swapping musical
tips. There's a banjo in there, I think.
There's a banjo, there's all sorts.
You can't go wrong with a banjo on Radio 1, can you?
There's trumpets, all sorts going on.
Oh, it's lovely.
Oh, I'm so glad you like it.
I really like
it. It's made my day.
Just to be honest, usually when you do things like this on radio, somebody goes, oh, listen to this, you sit there and go,
oh, this is painful.
I'm going to have to say it's nice in a minute. But that was I'm genuinely quite excited by that.
I'm really glad. That's brilliant news.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Join the club because we all love them here. We really do. A lot of people liking that. Jay the Trucker on the text loves it. Ruby from Oxfordshire. Also, Heather in Watford says, Ashley Jensen's show is called Accidentally on Purpose.
Of course it is.
Of course
that.
It is.
Of course it is.
I mean, it was an obvious answer, really, David. Now, I've got to ask you about St. Trillian's too.
Yeah. December 18th, that comes out.
This year. Okay.
It's a big Christmas treat.
Big Christmas treat. Sarah Harding's in it as well as you.
Sarah and I with the new girls, yes.
Yep. And was it fun? Was it exciting to film?
It was such a laugh to film. It's really good fun.
I love the first one.
Yeah, it's great. It's such good fun.
Feel good.
Colin Firth is hilarious. My first day was with Colin Firth, dressed in various big cloaks for reasons that will become apparent.
Right.
And I'd never met him before and I thought, Colin, he's probably quite serious.
Yeah.
He's such a laugh.
Is he?
And then, a few days later, Rupert Everett turns up in a dress.
I love Rupert Everett in
hilarious.
That dress.
Hilarious.
And the headscarf.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then all the girls. Because you kind of think, oh, it's all sort of, you know, young, gorgeous 20-year-old girls.
In school uniforms.
In school uniforms. Right. So it might all be a bit tense. But actually, they were just the loveliest bunch of people. It was a really happy, happy atmosphere. And
good.
I think it's not quite finished yet. They're editing it right up to the wire.
Yeah.
But the bits I've seen so far are hilarious.
So 18th of December.
18th of December, yeah.
That's in the diary.
Yeah.
A lot of questions coming on the text. I'm going to start with this one, David. Nick in Devon says, electric or standard toothbrush?
Electric.
Electric, nice.
Yeah. In fact, even my away from home toothbrush
is an electric.
Has a little bit of a jig to it.
No way.
Yeah, you can get them now. They have little batteries inside.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, other toothbrushes are available. I haven't mentioned brand name. I don't need to say that.
You don't need to say that, but well done.
Thanks. You see how BBC?
You can never be
too
cautious.
On message I am BBC.
You can never be too cautious.
I'm compliant up to the eyeballs.
You really
Moving
are.
On.
David Burt says, "Are you all
Bert.
Work?"
And there's not enough Berts in life now, are there? I've got a really good mate called Bert. He's a top bloke. I think it's a great name.
Even better in your accent, though. Like me.
Bert.
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 Yeah, then you.
Bert.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Bert. Are you all work
Bert.
And no play?
Bert and
Ernie. Do you like to squeeze in some time to play games, says Bert.
What kind of games are we talking about, Bert?
Just like chilling
out. And is that
out.
An invitation?
I'm sure it probably is. Do you get to chill out much and relax?
It never feels like enough, does it? You know, probably far too much. I'm probably a, you know, inherently lazy person, but right. I could always be lazier.
We always all can be.
Yeah, exactly.
Being lazy is brilliant.
Exactly.
Fun. David Tennant, what's your favourite food? Mine's jelly and Cocoa Pops, Hannah in Dumfries.
Together at the same time?
Well, who knows? It's a crazy option, but I mean,
I don't know
she
if
likes
I have
it.
A favourite food. Do you know what is a nice combination? And it's an unusual combination. Mm-hmm. And it's not particularly good for you. But if you get really cheap white bread.
Yeah, I love cheap white bread.
And then you smear it thick with peanut butter.
Oh, I love peanut butter.
And then you get one of the, oh no, I'm going to have to be careful here on the BBC.
Right.
You know those sausages that are really nasty processed meat?
I don't like sausages, but
those shrink-wrapped U-shapes?
Got ya.
You get them and you slice them into little, stick with me, Fern.
That's filthy.
Little kind of half-inch discs. And you sink those discs into the peanut butter.
You made a peanut butter pizza sandwich, essentially.
I kind of have, yeah.
That is horrible.
It doesn't have cheese or any kind of ragu sauce on it.
It's just
But you sink that into the... And then you put another layer of the cheap white... Should I stop now?
Oh,
another layer of the cheap white bread on the top. It makes quite an appealing sandwich.
Dirty.
It is very dirty. I mean, never have it more than once in about a 10-year lifespan or your heart will give out.
It's horrible.
But, it's the, you know, I just put it out there.
Wow. Oh, we've learned a lot about you already.
Obviously, have your five a day.
Have your five a day, yeah. Louise in Glasgow.
Hello,
David.
Louise in Glasgow.
If you could have played any part in a movie or TV show, what would it be?
It'd have been Josh Lyman in The West Wing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is that one of your fave shows ever?
I think The West Wing... After Doctor Who is the finest television has ever been, and Bradley Whitford as Josh Lyman is a hero of mine.
Nice. Yeah. Also, Louise just adds at the end, what's your favourite cake? Favourite cake, yeah.
You know, it used to be,
right.
It used to be a Mr Kipling French Fancy.
Oh, French Fancy.
I just did another brand name, didn't I? Other French Fancies are available. No, they're not. It has to be Mr Kipling.
Yes.
It used to be Mr Kipling French Fancy, but I mentioned this once on the set of Doctor Who, and the caterers, because they are lovely people,
yeah.
Then used to get me one two every day would arrive on a plate for the afternoon tea.
Nothing wrong with that.
It doesn't take long for that to get a bit old.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
So have you moved on to a new genre of cake?
What is my favourite cake now?
Battenberg, you know that one?
I quite like a bit of Millionaire Shortbread.
Oh, that is the
finest. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Biscuit cake sort of vibe.
A biscuit cake combi.
That is fine by me.
But it has the caramel has to be quite squishy.
Yeah.
And the biscuit has to be just buttery and crumbly enough.
A good density of shortbread.
Oh, the density is very important because it can go very wrong.
I'm starving.
If it's too firm,
yeah.
If it's too glutinous, yeah. It's a bad cake.
Exactly.
But a good one works well.
Oh, what's yours, Fern? I'm starving.
What's yours?
Either that or I do love cherry and almond cake, I've got to say.
Cherry and almond?
Or a carrot cake with a big thick icing, a butter
with
icing.
With a nice buttercream icing.
Oh, a buttercream icing.
Nice.
Oh, I'm going to have to go to the vending machine in a minute.
I don't think they have that here.
They certainly haven't, but Twix will do.
Yeah. Other confectionery.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you playing the Riddler in Batman 3, Pete, in Glasgow?
I don't know if there is a Batman 3.
I know, I'd never heard of this until this text came through. I thought I'd throw it at you.
Who knows? Then nobody's told me if I am, but right. It's a nice idea, isn't it?
Can you ask David if he was a sweet, what would he be? As I would gobble him up, says Sean in Leamington.
Well, Sean in Leamington, what would you like me to be?
Any old sweet will do.
I'll be it. Whatever you want me to be, Sharon.
They're food based, these questions.
They are,
what's going
aren't they?
On?
What is going on?
Ask David what he'll miss most about working in Wales. That's nice. Apart from the people, Alex, who's in Leeds.
Well, probably not the French fancies anymore because I slightly overdosed. I'll miss the people. Apart from the people, he said, didn't he?
I'm not allowed to say that. No. Did you get to hang out much in Wales and sort of travel about, or you just based in a hotel studio?
A bit. Do you know, there's a very nice French restaurant in Cardiff. I might miss that.
Lovely.
Can I mention what it's called?
Yeah, maybe absolutely.
Not. Yeah, you don't care.
Your fan.
You don't care.
I'm a rebel.
Le Gallois Restaurant.
Ooh, nice.
In Canton, in Cardiff.
Lovely.
I will miss that.
It's a lovely place, isn't it? I've got a lot of family.
Very nice, yeah. Really nice.
Really nice place. Well, look, David, it's been so lovely having a chat.
What, that's it?
Well, you can hang around more if you want.
God, I hustled out before it's even begun.
Well, you've got a busy day. You've got about 8 of these to do today.
You played James Morrison and you kicked me out.
I played you Mumford & Sons.
You did, I like that.
Thank you very much.
I really like the Mumford & Sons. I will be taking that away and cherishing it.
We'll get the album, Sigh No More. It's very, very beautiful.
Thank you very much. I'm not leaving till the album arrives.
No, we'll get it for you.
You should see the faces of the people in your studio. They're all going, we don't have it. She's just promising stuff we can't deliver.
Get it's
the
a radio. Fondle fancy, that'll do. Oh, look, we've got it there. Is it there? Bring it in, Chloe. Bring it in.
God,
your own
I'm album. Loving Radio 1.
It's brilliant, isn't it? This is how it works. Look.
You've
got a whole bunch.
Oh, thank you. Who's that, Chloe?
Yeah.
Thank you, Chloe.
What have you got there?
I've got Mumford & Sons, Sigh No More.
Oh, lovely.
I've got Mike Snow.
Oh, that's such a good album.
Is that Snow
that's
or
my favourite album of the year. Which Mike is... Snow with two eyes.
Oh, that's Mike Snow is the name
the
of the artist.
A band.
It's a band.
Yeah, best album of the year in my eyes. I love it.
Oh, you're fickle. You were saying it was Mumford & Sons.
Their best live band of the year for me.
Oh, you
that's
see
the
how quickly
album.
She. You
I've got
see,
many
don't
favorites.
Believe a word she says. Listeners.
I love everything.
And the Big Pink.
Oh, Big Pink, lovely.
Your favorite of the year?
Second.
So where Mumford's now bound down to three?
It's confusing.
They've gone from one to three. Like
they're in my top five, all of them.
Oh, I'm
put it that way.
You know, whatever she says, don't believe a word of it.
Well, look, they take your albums, they're your presents.
Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure.
Fern, it's always a delight. You're doing so well on this new show. It's brilliant.
Thanks.
I'm tuning in regularly.
Are
I'm
you?
Loving it. I am,
that
yeah.
That means a lot. Thanks, David.
It's true.
And look, have fun in America.
I used to like Joe. Joe used to be my favourite. Now it's you.
Now it's me.
That's how fickle
Thanks,
I am.
David. This is BBC Radio.